are you?
I'm so pregnant. I'm like 9 months pregnant. Okay. I'm due next week. It's your birthday. Yeah, this is crazy. Don't make me laugh too hard. What did I just say?
Oh my goodness.
To be part of the movie.
Were you pregnant?
The script. What
yes.
About the character, what was that draw you to the project?
Oh my goodness. Well, so I'm Canadian, and I had been based in Toronto for a decade, and I worked a lot in theater, and then I made the big move to Los Angeles, and then a month later, I booked this movie. Oh. I was like, oh, is this what happens? You move to Hollywood, and then you just do a movie with Harrison Ford? Is that how this goes? So it was a real thrill to be cast, for sure. The story is so beautiful. Christopher Sanders, our director, like if you've seen any of his other films, there's so much magic in them. And so to get to be a part of telling this story in that way was a real privilege and an honor. And I think that I'm so proud of how it turned out. I think there's a real sense of wonder and awe, and there's this sort of storybook quality to it that that our remarkable VFX team was able to achieve. And yeah, there was a lot of things that drew me to being able to work on this project. I got to do all my scenes with Omar Sy, who is like the most delightful human you could ever hope to meet.
What can you tell us about Harrison Ford, you know, like watching him behind the scenes? Did you learn anything about him just by watching him?
Do you know what? I feel so lucky to see an actor of that caliber in action. I'm a trained theater actor, so I studied and studied and studied. But there's something about seeing someone who is a master of their craft like that at work. And he is able to deliver a line that on paper looks like nothing, like a throwaway line, as though it is the most important thing that has ever been said. And that was watching that happen and feeling the energy that he exudes when he performs in that way. I was like, oh, this is why you're an icon. You know, it's not for nothing. He has this real talent and skill. So watching him work was inspiring. And it's the best way to learn. I feel so grateful to have had that opportunity.
How was the UConn?
We shot this in Santa Clarita. I know, right? Because it takes place up in Dawson City. No, they built all the storefronts out in Santa Clarita. Well, it's funny because I'm Canadian. Mm-hmm. So when I booked the part, I was like, back to the winter, back to the snow. And it was the opposite. In fact, we have all these big, heavy outfits that we have to wear, and we had to wear cooling vests underneath. And so what that is, it's like this system that pipes cold water through the inside of a vest, and it keeps your core temperature cool, because it was very hot under all the costumes, the heavy costumes. And it was quite physically demanding as well. So,
speaking of very talented actors, you did a phenomenal job. I think that Francois was a very interesting character. Fun and powerful. My question for you is, how do you think Francois fits into the bigger societal picture for women right now?
Ah, that's a great question. Thank you. Well, I think that I feel extremely proud as an Indigenous woman to be playing this role. I got to work with a woman named Carol, who is a member of the Tlingit Nation. And they're the people who are Indigenous to that land. And she was a cultural advisor on the project. And her granny was a musher in the 20s and 30s. And so that's a very similar time frame. And so to know that the Indigenous people of that region invented dog sledding. So to be a part of that a storytelling tradition was really important to me, and to have her as a touchstone was really incredible. To feel that lineage and to feel a part of that and honoring and respecting that was very important. It also, especially after this weekend watching the Oscars and watching Taika, and to see him do the land acknowledgement was very powerful, and to hear him talk about being here and having made it I'm from a very small town in, it's called Bobcaygeon, Ontario, and to be here, and tonight I'm going to walk a red carpet, is, as an Ojibwe woman, that is really powerful, and it means a lot. And the character is strong and complex and funny, and it's joyful. I think that is something that is so rare. We often ask people of color to, we so often see stories that are about our trauma, and I call it performing trauma, and that's something that comes up again and again. So it's actually incredibly rare and beautiful to be a part of something that is joyful and full of awe and wonder, and for the next generation to be able to look at and feel proud and inspired.
Question. You just said that your character is complex.
Yes.
And in the book, Francois is first of all male, and second of all, a completely blank cipher, just a name and occasional bits of very stereotypical dialect conversation. Uh-huh. So was the script fleshed out for you, or did you have to fill in a lot of blanks in finding who this woman is?
That's a really great question, too, because definitely I looked at that source material, and I think that it is so important to respect and honor that. This is an American tradition. I know people know and love this story. And I think that Francois, in the book, is still such an integral part of Buck's journey, and so I wanted to honor that and to be a part of because really the story is about Buck, to be that springboard that Buck sort of bounces off to become his best dog self. But certainly Michael Green, our scriptwriter, gave us some beautiful material to work with, and Christopher Sanders, our director. I think my favorite note that I've ever received as an actor, he gave me, and he was like, "That was a great take, Kara. Can you do it again with 15% more awe?" I was like, "Okay, Chris, let's do that." So that was the vibe on set, you know, and it was this really beautiful space of creating magic and wonder together. So we used all of those, like definitely the source material and the script, and then our experience on set to, I think, elevate, to evolve the story.
Yeah. So from your perspective, what themes or lessons do you think the audiences will take away from this film?
I think that it's a really beautiful coming-of-age story, and it's about becoming a better and better and better version of yourself. I think that certainly when I watched it, I put myself in Buck's place. You know, it's his story, and to see how he is resilient and overcomes some really tough circumstances to become his truest self, I think, is the core and heart of the story. And certainly for me, for Kara, that's something that I'm very interested in, is looking at how do we grow? How do you get better as a human? You know, what's next? What's the next chapter? And so that to me is what the story is, what's at the core of it. Yeah.
What is your call to one? Like, you feel the most comfortable.
I'm about to give birth.
Experience.
So yeah, I feel like that's calling. Like, hopefully next week. Not tonight.
Do you know what you're having?
No, it's going to be a surprise. Yeah.
If you want to hurry it up, in the Harry's restaurant in Pasadena, it
uses labor. Yeah. Some spicy food. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow.
You say it's like all visual effects of the nature scene, but the, it's a, we can see beautiful nature even if this is the eye. So yeah. Now you become man. So how do you see the, you know, nature, environment? Because Harrison is an activist for the environment.
Yes.
So, you know, the other, you know, next generation can enjoy the nature we have. Or how do you see that?
Mm-hmm. Well, what I think is really beautiful about this story is that it speaks to all of that without speaking so directly to it. Mm-hmm. We see the majesty of nature. And certainly for me, I grew up in a very rural place, and I grew up experiencing nature. And it's interesting to consider as I'm about to become a mother, and I'm planning to raise my child here, you know, we have so many in Los Angeles. You can drive for an hour in any direction, and you're in different, beautiful, natural environments. Definitely, I mean, I hope that we can protect that for the next generations, for sure. I think that respecting that, our natural world is something that we struggle with as a culture. We're so far removed from it, you know. It's, I think it's worth, you know, really considering and it's hard, right? Because here we are in the middle of the city, and I'm as much a part of that, you know. But definitely, I look at where I grew up and where I am now, and you know, there's, I think it's really complicated. I think it's a really complicated thing, you know, like we love our stuff, but what are we going to have to give up to live actually sustainably, you know? I'm curious. I'll be curious to see.
How do you like Los Angeles so far?
Mm-hmm. I love it. I love it. But I also like booked a movie with Harrison Ford as soon as I moved here. And like I got married also as soon as I moved here, and I feel like this past 2 years have been everything. I'm very biased. I've had a lot of really great stuff happen since I moved here.
It's
so
all LA.
But I like it. Oh man. I love a palm tree, though. I feel like, especially as a kid who grew up in rural Canada, I'm like, palm trees really are the symbol of having made it.
Palm trees. Okay.
Yeah.
What was some of the fun behind-the-scenes stuff that went into working with a digital dog?
Oh, my goodness. So Terry Notary plays Buck, and he brought so much of himself to that role. Mm-hmm. It was a little... When I was cast, I was like, oh my goodness, I'm going to have to look a grown man in the face. Like, how is this going to go? But he committed so fully to the role that I could look in his eyes, and he became Buck. And a lot of that soulfulness that we feel in the way the film has turned out is because of his acting chops. He's so committed. And he worked for Cirque du Soleil, and he did all the Planet of the Apes stuff, so he's got this incredible facility with his body. When he runs on all fours, you... think you're watching a dog run. He's incredible. He's magical.
Wow.
It was actually a big part of, like, this project really attracted a lot of magic. It was incredible, really. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thanks.